Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and my sweetie's here.
Good morning. Just love Thursday
Yo,
morning.
Oh, yeah, 7:06 in the morning right here in the sunlit studios of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 53 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 89, a low this evening of around 60, sunny. On Friday, about 87, and a low of 55. On Saturday, we're looking for, again, probably around 75 and a low, slight chance, 20% chance of showers before midnight on Saturday night and Sunday. Back up to mostly sunny and 78 degrees. So it's looking like a nice weekend. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's, our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3791.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Good try. Good try there. Okay. Hey, look, Thursday rant. Since when is an since this is from somebody writing into me. Since when is Amazon.com refusing to sell a product because one is not a member? Did Bernie Sanders buy them?
Oh, I'm not okay. What I'm thinking is maybe, and I'm going to ask for a clarification on this, is Amazon requiring that the purchaser have an Amazon.com account? In that case, how is that different from Costco?
That's true. But I think the other times, though, you could always just say, I want to buy something from Amazon, and you just give them, you know, it says a one-time deal or whatever it is.
They sign in as a guest.
You sign in as a guest. So
It could be that competition is every they need to grow their user base.
Yeah, it would be something like Costco. It's kind of like a little club that gives you a discount. But, yeah, anyway, good way to start off the morning.
I would say that that is a privately held corporation, and they can set, they can require that you have to wear a blue hat in order to buy something. If that is
their rules, if they so choose, the
customers can walk away.
Is that why everybody in Costco is wearing those those pink booties when you walk in? They hand you pink booties.
If you want to work at Trader Joe's, you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt. And if you refuse to wear a Hawaiian shirt, you don't work at Trader Joe's.
And viva la free enterprise. Hey,
if I own the business, you can do what I want. Can you wear a burqa?
Not unless I want you to.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true.
Should be
you're
that
right.
Way.
You're right to say these things. I believe are being taken away. What if you
come
in?
Oh, I think you're absolutely
right.
Wear
that, what's the headscarf for a Muslim lady?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is her religion. She does this. So can she wear that and work? I mean, because there's been lawsuits. I remember in Florida, a woman said, "I'm not going to take off my religious garment." And they said, well, we can't see your face. Well, you know, that's not my problem. And then they decided that, yeah, that was her problem, because that's what a driver's license does. It identifies the person.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Right now, the government is redefining what man and woman is. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. What is a man and what is a woman, because of what's going on in North Carolina right now, in Mississippi, a couple others, where it says, North Carolina says, if you're going to use a bathroom, you use it with the according to the sex that you were that's on your birth certificate. And of course, there's this major uproar saying that, well, you can't force a transgender to go into a bathroom that they don't think they are part of. At the same time, you've got 12-year-old little girls in high school, you know, school that are going, you know, using bathrooms or going in the showers and all this, and they've got somebody of the opposite sex coming in there. What about their rights?
they're going to the what they're pushing for is the ability to choose which sex you want to be, and they eventually will get to the point where they don't even have it on your birth certificate. It will be to be determined by the person when they're old enough to figure it out. I can't believe that. That's where we're going. You know, it's all about controlling everything about your life. And once they get you to the point where you don't even know whether you're a man or woman and you're going to let somebody else make that decision or choose down the line, can you imagine how much trouble we're in by
then?
That is where
we are.
Little by little, they've been doing this to us.
This is where we are, though. This is where we are, where we actually are having the government is telling us what you are, male or female.
And you've got
to say, you know, what happened to the days of, okay, I mean, there are some transgenders out there, you would never know they were of the opposite sex because just the way they look. I mean, they look like women or they look like men. What's the big thing about that? But I think, you know, but the point is that they pushed it. If nobody had said anything, nobody would have done anything. Except now it's not enough to have a separate shower facility for a high school kid. Oh, no. I want to be in there with the girls, with the other girls. And this is what happened in Illinois. And this is where, and it's not lawmakers. It's Equal Opportunities or whoever it is. It's a government agency that says, oh, no, we're going to pull all of your money from this school. All your federal funding, unless you let this male, a person with male appendages, shower with the high school girls, and that are girls. And this is one of the first ones that happened. How can you do that? You know what? What about the right of people to be? I mean, it's just uncomfortable. It would be uncomfortable if I was a woman. It would be a lot more uncomfortable to me if I'm in there. I'm 15 years old, and some guy is in there. And even though that he thinks he's a girl, he's still a guy. I mean, this is not an anatomy class
in your
showers.
We're allowing a very small percentage. What is the transgender population? Less than 1% of the population?
But that's the other thing, too, is in the census, they want to take the census, the next census, and let's find out how many people that are gay, transsexual, transgender, let's find out how many there are in the United States. And you know who's fighting that?
Gay
organizations. Oh no, well we don't need that. Well, yeah, we do. Let's find out. Let's get a quantitative number of how many gays we have in the United States. You hear anywhere from 10% to less than 1%. It would be interesting to know.
What we need, we can see that they've got us bogged down. We have very serious issues in this country. I mean, we have people in office who have allowed Americans to be killed overseas, and there is no retribution. We have terrorists overtaking our country, and they got us talking about which toilet people are going to go to, and sidetracking us all the way down the line with all this nonsense. What we as the people of the United States need to do is put our foot down and say, stop it.
Well, this is enough.
We're not doing this anymore. And you people,
we
need to focus on the election. We need to focus on
the
500 people back in Washington, D.C. that are being allowed to make these rules, not follow the Constitution. And we need to pay attention as citizens and start throwing these people out of office. Instead of just returning the incumbents in, they come back here, they tell us, in every region they're in, we did this, we did that, we did something else. Follow their record, because that's not what they're doing. They went back, we elected all these Republicans. They said they were going to overturn Obamacare. They said they were going to get control of the budget. They said they were going to do all these things. They did none of the above. How did all that happen if none of the Republicans voted for it? How did we get in the position we're in? You can't just blame the Democrats and Obama. You need to blame all of them, and by that, you need to blame us, the citizens.
So you want
we're not paying attention.
You want to toss a certain congressman out on his rear. Is that what you're saying?
Some of them, all over. I mean, he sits there and says, I voted against the big spenders. He voted for that budget every year. He voted for all of those things. And if he didn't vote for the budget, he didn't try to stop it.
You're talking about Congressman LaMalfa.
I'm talking about an incumbent. Yes,
any,
I am.
Any incumbent. Okay.
Any incumbent.
You know, you're pretty feisty this morning. You must have had a good night's sleep last night.
I did.
So on your sleep number?
I'm down to 50 on my sleep
number.
Oh,
I am up to
65. Wait a minute. Trish is on a soft bed. I mean, you've been the queen of plywood beds.
See, I was at 55 forever. And now I don't know, I've slipped down to 50 and I'm kind of liking it.
There you go. See, that's the best thing about when you have that dual air technology.
Absolutely.
Is that you can make it any firmness you want.
And I don't need any government involved in that decision.
That's right. Well, not yet. Not yet. But one of these days they're going to say, I'm sorry, Trish, but you can only sleep at a 60 or a 50 or a 40 okay. because you're a female. Maybe. Are you a female? And then you have to say yes. And then you have to designate
have to
what
None
you
of the
are.
Above.
Hey, I tell you what, Sleep Number. This is the place. Not only do they have the Sleep IQ technology, but, you know, this is rated number one in the United States by Consumer Reports. Linda's Sleep Number setting is like 40. My Sleep Number setting is 65. We sleep like little logs in there. When Elk Keller gets on the bed, goes back and forth, I guess, depending on how Elk Keller feels that day. And then most of the times just sleeps on the floor on the wood and likes that. But the Sleep Number beds are we can't say enough about them. Trisha's had hers for.
And what you know, the other thing about it is the accoutrements that go with it, the bedding, the linens, all of those things are a perfect fit, and you can get them at such great prices at the Sleep Number store.
There you go. Not only that, but you can get two pillows right now. You can buy a Sleep Number mattress, you get two pillows for free. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Janice or Mark and see the people down there. They're going to show you what these beds are like. You're going to find out this is the best sleep you've ever had. Sleep Number. Let's go to the phones real quick. Bill.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I just did this on purpose. Bill, good morning. Hello, Bill.
We lost him.
Okay, sorry, Bill. Well, we managed to turn you off. So give us a call. Bill?
The phone line was engaged. He hung up.
Oh, sorry, Bill. Well, give us a call back when you can. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
What's Prop 50?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You cut that off too much. That was one of our theme songs here. We won't take it anymore.
Yeah. We're not taking it anymore.
Hey, it's Carl Bott with Trish Clark this morning. It is 7:19 in the morning here. 53 degrees going up to 89 here in the great state of Northern California. And the purported state of Jefferson up here. 89 degrees today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. And on the line is with us. Tell me how you would like to be. How would you like me to say your name here, Hank? Should I say Representative Hank Naughton, or should I say Major Hank Naughton?
How about just calling me Hank?
Hey, Hank. Okay.
Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, Hank. How are you? Thanks for joining us today.
I apologize for my voice. I just came off AT annual training with the Army Reserve at Fort Dix, in the lovely state of New Jersey, and I picked up a tremendous sinus infection in that great place. It was great Army training. It was raining. It was muddy. It was cold out, and it felt like I was back at basic. So,
there you go.
I apologize for my voice this morning.
Well, that's all
how
right.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing marvelous.
Yeah, it's going to be 89 today. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Hey,
good for you guys.
Hey, Hank, you're calling. You're speaking for Hillary Clinton. You're a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Yes, I am. And
also a veteran, a combat veteran. I believe you have a combat infantryman's badge, as I was told.
Combat action badge.
Okay.
Three major tours, two minor tours with the Army Reserve, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Congo, some other lovely places around the world. Yeah.
When were you in the Congo?
I was there in the fall of 2012, just before the Rwanda invasion, training Congolese soldiers things like
not to kill civilians.
Various other things are not good ways to wage war.
Okay. All right.
It was an interesting place. There were days there I was a little more concerned than days when I ran rule of law at Kandahar, Afghanistan. So that was an interesting place,
Okay. Now, Hank, when I talked to the people that are setting this thing up, we've got a couple questions here. Benghazi's coming back up again. In fact, you're a military man. You understand combat. The question of Benghazi and all the and it appears subterfuge that went on about that, and people seem to think, Benghazi. In fact, the person said, Benghazi's gone. Well, no, Benghazi's not gone, and that's one of the things that's going to be raised. What's Ms. Clinton going to say about Benghazi when Trump comes after her with that?
And you know he will, and of course he will. He'll let it go. And what's unfortunate, and I thought that movie 13 Hours was great. It laid it out very well. It was a very, very awful event that happened. Chris Stevens, an American hero, and the tragic thing is he was a personal friend of Hillary Clinton, and she asked him to go there and be the ambassador in that awful hellhole of Libya, and he went. And he was really trying to make life better for the people of Libya. She sat in front of Gaudi's committee for how many hours? 11, 13 hours, and answered every question that they had. There was no subterfuge. But she's still willing to continue to talk about it, do our utmost to protect American diplomats and who also, like those of us in the military, serve at the tip of the spear out there. She wants to create an accountability review board. Tom Pickering, Admiral Mullen, former chair of the Chief of Staff, chaired an investigative committee, issued a comprehensive report, dozens of recommendations about how to protect our diplomats. While the U.S. can't, even in a place like Libya, can't retreat from conducting diplomacy, she's putting forward specific plans to protect our diplomats, enhance diplomatic security. Out there, and she's been upfront in with the Benghazi committee from the start, and answered every question that's been asked. There's been seven investigations. Every single one of them has put aside the allegations of conspiracy and cover up. Why wasn't the military able to mobilize quickly enough to respond to the attack? Well, it was.
Well, I just saw an article yesterday that said one of the when the squadron over in Aviano, Italy, that one, said that they were put on alert, they were ready to rock, and then they were told to hold and hold and hold, and they never did go. They could have been there in 3 hours, and this lasted for 12 to 13 hours.
Right, and in the grand span of time, I've run you've been there. I've run tactical operation centers, joint operation centers. Things happen so incredibly quickly. And then dissipated quickly. It probably wouldn't have made much of a difference if they had gone over.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Having run those types of missions, you've got F-18s flying over at treetop level. It scares people and chases them away. But that's something that we can get into huge discussions about. Trish, you got a question?
I just have one.
But General Carter Hamm himself came out and said he wasn't sure that it would have made a difference anyway.
Hank, what about the statements that the members of the family have made that she continued to tell them that it was about this film and this that the riot was about that, and when in fact It's been proven repeatedly that, in fact, that wasn't what it was about, and they knew that.
But that was at the beginning. I mean, you know, because it happened on September 11th, and it happened after these, you know, on the anniversary of September 11th, and it happened after. And initially, that's what the initial intel reports told us. But very quickly,
repeatedly they knew that it wasn't, and that yet they continued to tell the family that that was what it was about.
I think very quickly they did come off that and realize no, it was more. A pre-programmed attack on the consulate there, on the two diplomatic missions there, and it was an unfortunate thing. It was just in the totality of the circumstances, that's what it looked like. But you know, they did come back off that, and they came
back off it eventually. Okay, I want to get to one more thing. I know I've only got you for a few more minutes, and one, I appreciate you, Hank, for coming on the show to talk about this, because we try to have everybody in, and there's always questions, but I want to ask something that's a little bit more encompassing, and that's what's going on in the VA. The VA, as you know, is a total, it's a disaster, and, you know, they're trying to fix it, but it's still a total disaster. We have 22 veterans a day committing suicide. Now, what is Ms. Clinton said about what she would do? Does she think that the VA is okay, or what would she do to do this? To try and fix this?
No, absolutely not. As we know, you know, and you just, thanks for touching on that point of the 22 veterans a day. I mean, that's almost a platoon. You know, if a platoon a day was dying in Afghanistan or Iraq.
If there were a platoon of, I tell you what, if there's a platoon of politicians dying every day.
Would we be in good shape?
Well, no. But you know what? Right now I see in the headlines, we're going to go after Zika, whatever that is. Yet we don't see that same headlines about, let's go after the causes of the deaths of these 22 veterans.
You know, and I'm with you 100% there. A year and a half ago, before my last deployment, I held a rally on the steps of the State House in Massachusetts, in Boston, to talk about this. I mean, if a platoon was dying, you know, a day in a war zone, you know, the bloviators on MSNBC and Fox, you know, would be screaming about it. There'd be 10 investigations on Capitol Hill. But no, these people are out of the public view. They've done their serious duty. You know, they've done their sacrifice to their country, and so people are forgetting.
So what is Hillary going to do, though?
And Hillary, you know, what these happen at the VA is it needs to change its focus because of, in many ways, it's such an entrenched bureaucracy. You know, it needs to change its focus and its resources, particularly on health care for service-connected disabilities, and become much more micro, go to the veteran. Veterans need to be able to take their, and I'll be crucified by the bureaucracy at the VA for saying this, but veterans need to be able to take their VA card and go, especially you're up in Northern California. Those areas are very sparsely populated. The veteran needs to be able to take their VA card and go into the local hospital, just as you would take, you know, someone who works at a private company or for the state of California would take their health care card and go into that hospital and get health care.
And they
shouldn't have to travel 2 hours to get.
Well, they have tried to establish that. But what I'm looking for is, I was told that Hillary made a statement about things she would do with the VA. Is she looking at a top-to-bottom complete reorganization? Is she talking about privatization, which you're just talking about, which I think is something that they need to look at?
We absolutely need to look at it, and I know my friends in the Democratic Party are going to scream at me about that, but, you know, we need to be able to, align VA coverage with the already established programs like TRICARE, Medicare, federally funded other health care centers, the Indian Health Service, Affordable Care Act, and purchase private sector care where VA care is not available or is too, you know, too far away. You know, north of me, up in the state of New Hampshire, there is not a VA hospital in the state of New Hampshire. Those poor people have to come down to either Massachusetts or go over to Vermont. Those people should be able to go into their local hospital. You know, establish a strategic oversight and governance board on this health care.
Is that what Hillary is proposing?
Yeah. You know, look at best practices of modern health. You know, you walk into a hospital today, a private hospital, it's 180 degrees different than it was, you know, 20 years ago. You know, you have people greeting you at the door. You have these pauses. You know, the VA needs to get in line with modern healthcare practices, and that's what Hillary wants to do.
I heard that Hillary's plan was to put the veterans care right in with the rest of the one-stop system, of the Affordable Care Act.
No, I don't think we go that far, because veterans deserve their own health care system. The sacrifice that they made means that they should be able to step up in their own lane, in their own system. So no, they should have a parallel but equally as good system as what's provided in private hospitals and the under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, Hank, you've been there, you've seen it. We can say, we should have our own avenue, but isn't the bottom line that they have access immediately to the finest health care, the finest mental care, and that if this means giving them a card where they can have an insurance company that takes care of this, I mean, wouldn't that work just as well, if not better?
In many areas of the country, yes. You know, we're very lucky in New England that except for what I mentioned in regard to New Hampshire, that we're very well provided for. But you've got other areas of the country, possibly up where you are in Northern California, upstate New York, Midwest, Montana, you know, the areas of the country that, yes, that is the first choice. Healthcare needs to be provided in a one-stop fashion. And if it's in a VA hospital like the wonderful ones we have in New England, great. But if it has to go to a private clinic, well, then that is the first choice that Hillary will provide for, is the provision of that health care. And it's good that you touched on the mental health care, because, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress, we don't like that the D on there anymore, and traumatic brain injury are the signature injuries of the last 15 years. And, you know, we have young soldiers. I'm an old buck. I'm an old soldier. I'm 55 years old. But, you know, soldiers that I was with, that I led, you know, 18, 19 years old, we're going to be dealing with their injuries, both physical and mental, for the next 70 years. You know, my dad just passed away a couple of years ago. He was a Normandy veteran of World War II. You know, 70 years later, we're still dealing with those guys. So think of 70 years from now. Think of 2086, these young soldiers that, you know, have given their all for this country. You know, we're still going to be dealing with their issues. And we need to project ahead to those mental health and physical issues, and be it at a VA center or at a private institution. You know, we need to be prepared for that. These people have sacrificed their all for this country. And Hillary's laying the foundation so that after we're long gone, after, as we say in Clinton, Massachusetts, after I'm pushing up daisies, that my son leaves for Annapolis on graduates June 5th in but leaves on June 30th to go begin his career in the Naval Service. And I want to make sure that his care and my other three children's care is going to be provided for.
So you're going to push your son into joining the Marine Corps, right? Hey, Hank, I've got to run here. But you know what? When you talk about foundation, I could go for another half hour because there's a new movie coming out, Clinton Cash, which is
okay.
Sounds pretty good. But I appreciate you calling in today. You know what I'd really like to see is we're heavy up here in veterans up in Northern California. I mean, really. I mean, 20%, 25%.
Thank them all for their service.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And thank you for your service.
And thank you for your service, Hank. And the fact is that, you know, when I would really love to see Hillary Clinton come out with a good plan, because under the last 8 years of Obama, you know what's happened to the VA. You know how bad it is. And so, I mean, that's a Democratic administration. And if we're looking...
Well, that was a long time coming, too.
Well, it may be.
But it has certainly escalated in the last seven years.
You know as well as I do. You've been in command. You can change things. I don't care how big the bureaucracy is, but at least you can start things. That we need to see whoever's coming in next has actually got a plan to take care of the veterans, which, like you said, hey, this is these kids are 18, 19, 20. For the next 50 years. So, anyway, hey, thanks a lot for being with us, Hank, and thank you so much for your service.
All right.
You bet.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Sharon Clark.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It is 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 53 degrees, going up to 89 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yes, it is.
Veteran-owned business. With the senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. It's located down Eureka Way and Court Street, right there at the corner. You all are talking. That's where
I just was.
Oh, that's where you just were. Sharon Clark's here. Is that a great place?
I love it there.
Is it? I mean,
so classy and nice and clean, and everyone's so friendly. And I really, really enjoy it. I feel like it's more of a clubbish atmosphere than like a gym.
It is. Well, that's what it is.
Right.
It's a club, and then you have a spa there too. And if you belong to that, to one of their you know, levels, different levels, they you can get two spa visits, which is worth more than, I mean, if you look at it for cost, not worth more, but the cost of it is more than what you're paying.
And they have a saltwater pool, which is amazing.
That's what Linda's in all the time.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Bob's there. Bob
12 pounds.
Bob's lost 12 pounds
awesome,
since
Bob.
He's been
good
there.
For you.
Bob's been working out there. I mean, it's this. You're here.
You guys
this
are making me feel bad here.
I mean, this is no. We all do. You know, and you're gonna, are you going to run in the Spartan race with us?
No.
Okay. Give him a call 768-1205.
Support from the sidelines.
Support
though.
From the sidelines. That's where we're going. I'm going to have a lot of support. I'm going to have a cardiologist there, and even, I'm going to have a masseuse and a chiropractor all going to be here at one.
A big
there.
Support team. Yeah, all
support
lined
team.
Up.
That's right. Okay.
Hey, all right.
Well, Gates Sports Club. Okay. We're here with Sharon Clark, and even though Sharon's here first Thursday
with as my co-host,
but,
absolutely
right.
But we're talking. We're talking taking care of seniors.
Right, because I can't promote myself enough on the Thursdays I'm here with Trish, so I'm back to do it again.
Well, we're happy. We're happy here. So what's the latest?
So, well, and I also brought with me my new client manager, Desi Baxter.
And Desi,
she's joining us.
We know Desi because she has been working, helping people with in the
blood business.
The blood business.
Absolutely. Everyone should still donate blood as often as you can.
That's right. You know what? Yeah. That's one of the other things you can do to save lives, besides the fact of having somebody like Sharon and her people.
And it's been great having Desi on board. And one of the things that, you know, she came to us with this great background in helping people. And one of her goals when she was moving on from the blood, was it blood?
I worked at Blood Center.
Blood Center. Was that she continued to stay in a field where she's helping people. And so she was just a great fit for Home Helpers. So.
Absolutely. And certainly Home Helpers is a perfect example of an organization that helps people.
Right, right. And so, you know, her calling, and once you're in a field where you're really making a difference in people's lives, it's hard to go to selling jeans or something. So,
yeah, absolutely.
The place where you really make a difference on a day-to-day basis with individuals.
Absolutely. And that was super important to me. And I, my own father used a service like Sharon's over in Eureka, and I watched how much it helped our family, and became so passionate how it got us through the hard time with my dad. So I couldn't be in a better place.
Well, see, and that's the thing is when I met Sharon many years ago, and if, by the way, if I hadn't thanked you officially, which I do all the time, but I want a big shout out and a thanks to Sharon, because when Linda and I started this business, Sharon was one of the first people that came and approached us and said, you know what, anybody that steps off the curb and gets into the street to play, you know, an entrepreneur, says, I'm here.
That's right.
And she was, and she is, and she continues to be.
Well, because that's how Sharon started her business.
That's right.
Cold and out the door.
Yeah,
and
at 34 years old, when I said to all my friends, I'm like, so I'm starting this home care business. And they're looking at me like their eyes glaze over, and they're like, oh, what kind of business?
You know? Well, and
it's like, home care. Wait, you're going to be, what, cleaning houses?
You're going to be cooking Mr. Smith's eggs? And I said, I don't cook Mr. Smith's eggs. I just hire the amazing caregiver to do it. Well, let me tell you, in 12 years, I've cooked eggs. I spent the night. I've helped with showers. You know, as a business owner, we end up doing everything.
Exactly.
You know.
But she really literally just bombed onto the senior scene, and I was in office then.
That's right.
And took over, I mean, just came in and took over helping all of these different organizations, getting us all together and steering us. And it's incredible to step off the road, off the curb and into the road.
That's right.
She was out in both lanes of traffic.
That's right.
Well, and running back and forth. And
yeah, that's right.
But one of the ways I got to know Sharon was, of course, I support veterans. And I was told by Bob Dunlap. Mm-hmm. Not Bob Dunlap, Dave Lanford.
Yeah.
He goes, there's somebody you need to talk to. Because we were talking about the things, you know, about there's money out there to help veterans that mm-hmm. need help that with their living, assisted living. Mm. And he says, but you know who knows all about this? Sharon Clark.
And I've got myself in trouble a few times talking about eating attendance. But
Sharon Clark knows about it. And she brings us the names of veterans. She sees their veterans, and she calls us and says, you know, this guy could probably be, you know, there's some people here you could probably help.
Yeah, I remember Dave saying, you know, I never realized when I educated you on aid and attendance and I started talking to you, how many people you knew and how big of a mouth you had. Because basically, I mean, when he was our veteran services officer, I think he like tripled the number of veterans that were qualifying because he was out so much and educating us that are out on the front lines talking to seniors and their families about some of these benefits. And so he was great, and I continue to support him. And he's come back and forth and tried to retire a few times, but...
No, you know what? He tries.
Yeah. He's trying to leave.
Now, he's slowing down, but I'm going to catch him before he leaves because I'm going to run in there and say, hey, that's, you know, I want to go in there and just say, well, okay, let's take a look at my case one more time. It's been like 9 years.
Yeah, maybe. You need a home helper.
I may need a home helper here. Is Sharon still giving showers? That's all I said.
I do have some clients that say, now, are you the one that will be helping me with this?
And the age is dropping. She's got people
as
in there.
Kids that, were coming back at 45 and 25 and 35.
Right. 35
or
30. Yeah. She's got some 25-year-olds in there, too. So. Okay, enough of this. All right, Sharon, your business is just, you know, is something that people need to know about. That people, instead of putting somebody in a home, an assisted care facility, they can stay home.
Absolutely, and we will bring the care in. We have about 60 amazing caregivers on staff right now. We do more than the state requires with our new licensing as far as pre-employment screenings. We do criminal background, DMV, drug testing, pre-employment physical, TB test.
These are so important because you've got somebody that's coming into your parents' house or your loved one's house that is going to be there maybe 12 hours a day or 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Or even coming in for 2 or 3 hours a day. You want to know the person coming in there mm-hmm. is someone that's known very well by the management and, you know, in this case, the owner,
mm-hmm.
and somebody that doesn't have something in the background that you have to worry about, you know, having to come in and check everything
right.
once, you know, once every time they're in there.
And I'll say, and I'll tell you, Carl, and I never try to operate out of a fear-based information, but, you know, because you have a clean background doesn't mean you're a good person. And if you want to stay under the radar, and, you know, this is a career to do it in. So it's really important that not only do we do the criminal background, but that we do so many screenings so that we can really weed out the people that shouldn't be doing this. But we also have the oversight. You know, we have electronic timekeeping. So when they, if they fail to clock in, we get alerted at the office because they call a 1-800 number from the client's phone when they arrive and depart. And we know when those calls are made, and we get alerted if they're not made. So if you're relying on home helpers to come over in the morning and help your mom up for the day and medications and a shower, whatever those needs are, you don't, you know, half the time these clients may or may not know who to call if their caregiver doesn't show up.
Well, they're not even alert sometimes
right.
enough to know that they haven't shown up or
right.
that they didn't take their medication.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to tell anybody
right.
about it.
Right. And so
yeah.
we can be proactive instead of reactive. So we get those alerts. We call the home. We, you know, and here's the deal. When you're dealing with 60 caregivers, even amazing, wonderful ones, human error happens and people look at the wrong day. Or they make a schedule change and they didn't write it down.
Or something happens
right.
and they just simply
a
can't get there.
A car breaks down, whatever. But we
stuff happens.
Right. But and in this field, you know, reliability is key. That's, you know, if we can't be where we're supposed to be helping families, that's the crux of our business. So we want to, we take these steps and pay for this extra part of our, you know, service. It's called telephony so that we can make sure that we are where we're going to be. And, you know, I have the first two caregivers I hired 12 years ago still employed by us. So, majority of our staff has been with us 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So we have people that call us 3 years later and are so surprised the caregiver they had before is still
working.
Available. Yes.
Because there are times, and beyond just the later in life senior who needs help until the time they pass away, there's other circumstances, hospital stays or a short of time.
Sure, we have people that have hip replacements, shoulder surgeries,
exactly.
recuperative situations where, and I joke, I say, we're here until you fire us because we got you better, you know, and I'm happy to lose a client because we did our job.
Exactly.
You know?
Also, for younger people, maybe a new mother bringing home
mm-hmm.
a baby or all kinds of circumstances, and not only with just seniors, but other members
absolutely.
Of the family.
Absolutely.
You both know what this means.
Yes, we do. We're going to take a break right now and be back after these messages.
You know, you should know, but now Sharon knows, too.
I know.
Now Destiny knows, too. It's a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Therese Clark, Sharon Clark, and Destiny Clark. We'll be right back.
Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There
are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
This is Ron Largent. Friday the 13th, we are going to have all four of the city candidates come and speak to us on the radio. We're going to interview each of them, ask them why they're running, what their vision is for the future. So that's KCNR AM 1460. Again, that's Friday morning, Friday the 13th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't miss this show.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Bob says
we better play this just for safety.
Nothing discreet about this station.
Yeah, this port.
Nobody would notice.
I was looking. I'm going to have to hop into a truck. I'm heading to Benicia right now, trying to get a load of oil. I'll be right back. In case anybody knows, as they won't. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, of course. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, new ownership, but the same great service, if not even a little bit better service. And, I can say this. I hope Leonard doesn't take,
With the conversation. I miss the conversation.
I miss the conversations with her. But I tell you what, Rebecca and her husband
are doing a good job.
Doing a great job down there. Gemologist, you can make anything you want. They have a super selection of everything, especially estate jewelry. Trish and Linda still are down there all the time. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices. Honesty, if you've got a watch that needs a new battery, bring it in there. Anything that you want, they can do at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Sharon Clark and Desi Clark and Trish Clark.
Desi just got a new name.
Desi, you are the... What now?
I'm the client services manager.
And what do you do?
I am the liaison between our clients and our caregivers, and I do the scheduling and make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. It's a big job.
Yes, well, it is. 60 workers and how many clients? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love it.
Well, here's the other thing, too. It's for your people. It's a little bit more because I was there for your anniversary, and then we were there for the anniversary.
The
10 years.
Yeah.
And you had some of your clients there.
Mm-hmm.
That the people that help them is like their family.
Absolutely. In fact, they become their social circle.
They may be even closer than their family.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you've been so successful for all this long time. You're expanding, and you need help.
I do. We have a great staff of caregivers, but we're always looking for new people to bring on board. And so that was one of the things I wanted to mention this morning is that we are having a job fair next Wednesday. I don't know what that date is. We'll find it out. From 4 to 6 at our office on Larkspur. And so for anyone listening or if you know someone who's looking for...
I think that's the 18th.
We have, full and part-time positions available. This is a great career to get into if you're a retiree and you want to get back in doing something well and helping people. We are non-medical, so there's, we put you through the training that you need, so there's no, you don't have to come in with any medical background. We do light housekeeping, cooking, shopping, transportation for our clients, medication reminders. So we'll let you know kind of what our needs are. We do a skill set assessment, so you can let us know what you're comfortable doing, and we kind of match you to the clients. And I do a home visit with all of our families before we start service, so I can find out what their needs are. We know all of our staff and what they're kind of looking for schedule-wise and skill set. And then we do this great match, and so then you have your kind of assigned clients. And I have a lot of caregivers that only want to work 15 hours a week. So once I have that schedule for them, they can't help me bring on new business. And we are growing. We grew 34% last year. I was just back at our national meeting, and we got recognized as, you know, a great growth of 2015. And we want to continue offering those jobs, and so I can pay more taxes.
Well, that's it. And under these new laws. The new laws that just came out, which we all are just loving, that
right.
Things you were doing already, but you're already doing it. So that wasn't a big thing. It was the way that, you know, different parts of it came
right.
through.
There's some different labor laws that we're working on, and actually some that we're trying to fight back and get taken off and get some allowable things again. But, you know, overall, the licensing the state's doing, we're all working to get licensed. I think by July they're probably going to have everybody kind of transitioned into that. And I think being licensed is important. Right now, if someone is not served properly by an agency, there really is no one to go to report that, to protect our senior, wow. other than the Better Business Bureau, because there was no licensing body. So now we're going to have a licensing body so that there is recourse, and we can make sure that we don't have, you know, irreputable.
And that's a good thing, because this is a very vulnerable population that we're dealing with in by and large. And so when you're hiring somebody, it's good to know, number one, that you've got a good reputation behind you. And number two, that licensing procedure is going to be important.
Absolutely.
And if you're out there looking for somebody, you want to check around and make sure. Check with some people. Get references before you hire somebody.
Definitely. And, you know, it's amazing to me, in doing this for 12 years, I could probably count on one hand the amount of families that have even asked to see my workers' comp policy. And what we're insured and bonded, and, you know, that their driving record has been checked of the caregiver that's driving their mom. And we are happy to disclose
any of that.
Isn't
that interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, and I'm happy to show that stuff, because I pay a lot of money for all that. I'm like, yeah, let me, you know.
In fact, you should ask, if you don't, you know, for some reason, if you have a moment of insanity and you want to go someplace else, you should ask them if they have these things. And when you find out they don't, because there's places in town that don't have this.
Well, you know, and the thing is when you have an agency, and most of us are around the $20 an hour mark, if someone's charging you $16 an hour, there's a reason that they're able to charge that. They're not doing something, because if the rest of us could compete with that, we would be.
Exactly.
So I want to educate people on that, you know, and they're not doing something. That's not their employee. They're an independent contractor. There's something going on that's not being covered, because if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And, you know, and rates are a very big, important thing to our families. But, you know, you want to pay for an agency. You want to have someone that's bonded and insured and monitored and trained and supported and have that backup in place if they're sick. And, you know, there's a reason why agency care is so important.
So you should be asking these questions when you're looking for someone to take care of your loved one. Be sure that they have all these things.
Yep.
And like you said, generally we do it in a crisis. You reach a point, this is, we've talked, you and I've talked on, on the first Thursday of the month about pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person out there that's anticipating having a surgery or what have you, start doing some checking now before it's a crisis.
Right, or so a lot of times we have a family member that has a diagnosis of cancer, a diagnosis of COPD. But what we don't do is go, what's the prognosis? We have the diagnosis, but what's the prognosis for mom? If mom is dad's caregiver, and mom just got diagnosed with something, sometimes we get so caught up in dealing with that, we don't look down the pike. What's coming now? Because mom's going to be going through treatment, and mom's going to get weak, and mom's going to have these issues, and what are we going to do for dad?
And there are areas out there, and there's like we talked about with the veterans, I find people all this all the time, that they hear about it from somebody and will call me. There are programs out there for veterans that help with home care, and all you have to do is apply for it. And I mean, and people call me about that. I didn't know that. I mean, my gosh, we've been, you know, my father's been like this for 4 years. He was a World War II veteran. Hey, you need to get this, because it can help with the cost.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm sure there's other programs out there.
Yeah. And so
be proactive and not reactive.
Right.
Get out there and start looking at these things if you have those members, so that you have a list. And if you're a senior, and you know that, you know, you're aging, have a list. If something happens to me or you need help care, I've done this research and this is who I want you to hire.
That's exactly right, Trish, and I tell families that a lot. You know, a lot of times we'll move our parents to our community. So if people have that information ahead of time to tell their children, hey, here's the local gal I've worked with, I've heard her on the radio, this is who I want to use. Yep. And I want to just plug again our job fair next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
2620 Larkspur Lane. We're on Larkspur right behind Kmart.
What should people bring?
Like themselves.
A resume or something.
We're going to talk about caregiving and go through the kind of the job description and let them fill out an application and do kind of on-the-spot interviews. So
this is something they can do 3 or 4 days a week. Maybe the kids are in school and they can work during the mornings.
Absolutely.
And
or they want to help a kid who's in college and work nights and weekends, or they're in school, maybe nursing school, or have an interest in getting into medical but don't have the skill set yet but want to start with us. And
great opportunity to get some experience for whatever direction they're in.
Absolutely.
Super.
So
Sharon Clark.
So thanks for having us on this morning, and we're happy to continue to support such a great station in our community.
Well, you're an asset. You're a great asset, Sharon. So thank you so
much.
Thanks,
guys.
Jesse?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Jesse.
Hey, we're going to be back after the break with Nadine Bailey. She's going to talk about why it's a good idea to take out the Klamath River dams and others. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. House Speaker Paul Ryan and the presumptive GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump are meeting at this hour here in Washington to try and iron out their differences politically. And former Vice President Dan Quayle weighed in today on NBC's Today Show. He says Donald Trump could have broad appeal if he handles his campaign right.
He's got good political instincts. He has a good business background. He's a winner. And he's unusual. He's obviously very different. He's not going to play by the rules. It's a different situation, but I think that he can win.
Washington Examiner congressional correspondent David Runker says, try as he might, Trump may never be able to win over some GOP insiders.
These people are conservative. They are philosophically in a certain camp, and it's just different than Trump's camp. And so it's hard to come around, at least on a dime.
Drucker was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Nissan's buying a portion of troubled Mitsubishi. Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn.
Nissan and Mitsubishi Motors have today agreed a far-reaching strategic alliance.
Buying up 34% of the company, a $2.2 billion investment. The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest level since February of last year.
Applications for jobless aid increased by 20,000 to a seasonally adjusted 294,000. The four-week average went up by 10,250 to 268,250. Employers added just 160,000 jobs in April, the weakest gain this year. The labor market had been shrugging off weak economic growth. However, the economy expanded at a lackluster 0.5% annual pace from January through March.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reversing course for the Dow. It had been higher, but right now it's down by about 15 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The International Olympic Committee says it's looking forward to working with the new Brazilian government ahead of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. That follows the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff today. The Senate voted that she allegedly used her illegal accounting tricks to try and balance the books, a form of political corruption. Speaking at an anti-corruption summit in London, British Prime Minister David Cameron said cracking down on corruption is needed to tackle extremism as well.
It was the recent release of the Panama Papers which probably prompted this move. The aim to ensure the authorities and public know who owns the companies registered in their own countries and know the owners of businesses registered abroad, which want, for example, to invest in London, buying expensive properties. The Prime Minister has admitted that some multi-million pound houses in the capital have been bought with corrupt money.
That's BBC's Richard Galpin reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Congress continues moving ahead on a package of bills to rein in prescription drug abuse.
It's a problem of staggering proportions. Indiana's Susan Brooks.
Every 12 minutes, someone is dying of a drug overdose in this country. By the end of this debate, there may be over five people who have died of an overdose.
More than 6 in 10 drug overdose deaths involve prescription painkillers known as opioids. Both the House and Senate are working on measures to increase awareness and to offer treatment and alternatives.
This Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A company that hopes to zip people and cargo through tubes at hundreds of miles an hour provided a glimpse of its propulsion system for the first time yesterday in North Las Vegas. This seconds-long outdoor demonstration by Hyperloop featured what appeared to be a blip of metal gliding across a small track before disappearing into a cloud against a desert landscape. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, you with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 12th of May, 5 after 8 here in the beautiful downtown studios of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, and it's 68 degrees as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 89 and a low of 60. On Friday, it's going to get up to 87 and a low of 55. And on Saturday, we're looking for 75 and a low of in the 50s. Maybe a chance of shower on Saturday, but it looks like it's going to be a nice spring weekend. Be able to get out and do lots of things. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State 2015. We use Alliance Heating and Air. It's a veteran-owned business. Martin and his people know what they're doing. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems, and this is a good time for them to come out and take a look at your air conditioning. Is it going to work well? Are the filters clean? Is it going to try to save you electricity and the cost of electricity this year?
Now is the time to do it before it heats up.
Before it gets way too hot, because then they're going to be just busy, busy, busy. They treat you like family. If it's an emergency, they're there all the time. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay. Frontier Senior Center is getting ready to have their 20th birthday celebration and fundraiser this Saturday, May 14th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Ceremony at 3:30 p.m., birthday cake, and live music, tours of the facility, raffle, no host wine and beer bar. Well, that keeps the seniors from getting rowdy. And it's only $20 per person.
And all you businesses out there that I've spoke to and you've promised us that we send checks, I'm looking forward to getting those so I can make an announcement on Saturday as to how close we've come to reaching our goal to replenish those funds down at the Senior Center and make sure we're there for another 20 years.
So how much do you need?
My goal is $40,000.
Okay.
And we're doing well towards getting some of that. But I've talked to a lot of businesses who have said they're going to participate and other individuals, and I'm looking forward to getting all those checks in so I can give you the credit you deserve for helping us.
There you go. Hey, One Safe Place has a walk a mile in her shoes this Saturday, and that starts at 11 p.m. It lasts like an hour until all the men fall off their heels, which is in some cases.
Or sooner.
That's what I mean. Some of them don't make the first curve.
There you go.
And the first turn. But you're going to see such a variety of people, men, in high heels, that it's going to be almost unbelievable. Cameron Middleton, just to see Cameron Middleton and his pumps is good. Of course, Tyler Whitmore is running this thing for everybody. Rain or shine, it's going to happen. If you want more information, call One Safe Place or check out ospshasta.org. ospshasta.org. Or give them a call at 244-0118. You can come out. It's free, but you probably want to get some people to help donate, to help raise money. It's a great event. Speaking of great, we have Nadine Bailey here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the smartest people I know. Well, it's true.
Well, I'm kind of like the Platte River, a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah, well, you know what? I find that, you know, I describe myself like that. You know, that we have so many guests talking about so many things. So many topics. But, remember when we were going through the Churn Creek Bottom and the big battle, what was it, 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, you can pick out any year and there's been a battle on Churn Creek Bottom.
But this is the latest one,
specifically,
right?
Specifically, yeah.
I had both sides in here so many times that I could argue either side. You know, one side, the ones against it would come in. He started saying, I said, well, wait a minute, that's not true. That's not what you said last time. Because he'd been in here that much. And I said, first of all truck drivers are not felons. Oh, well, I didn't say that. And then I'd get the other side in. Well, you know, they're not doing anything. You know, it was just, I'd heard it so much at that point. So that's why when I get somebody on, a Democrat that was just talking about how great Hillary is, you know,
that was tough.
We have to import them from Massachusetts, so there's nobody around here that wants to come on and talk about it. But this guy came in. And
a military guy, so he got treated probably a little bit better than somebody else might have.
Well, and I had dealings with Hillary's husband, Bill. He was the...
We sat across him from him at the Forest Conference
in Portland.
Is he a lovable guy?
He is. He's
actually very much so.
A very personal person.
For a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Well, but we sat there, and that was interesting because I sat there across from him from here to Bob and back for 12 hours and realized why people were taken in by him. Very charismatic, very thoughtful, asked good questions. I mean, really was engaged.
We felt like he cared.
Not to be confused with Al Gore, who sat there the whole time looking at the camera angle. I'll never forget that. And asked the same question of everybody who testified.
Well,
just a little segue there.
And I said the other day, Hillary said she's going to fix the water problem in California. And I said, well, if she does like her husband and fixes the timber industry, like he fixed the timber industry,
we're
in trouble.
Well, we have no water in 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The thing about Clinton is this. He was charismatic, and we can all say that. And and even his own people said this. They did this beautiful documentary it wasn't Fox or whoever it was. They talked to every one of his people, and they were just so forthcoming. And one of them, the guy that, Padilla or whatever, is one of those guys, says, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, we thought we'd had the best president that there'd ever been. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, who is this guy? What is he doing? And what about Sundays? We just all go to church and pray.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. Yeah. He said we lurched from one scandal to another. He said, I'm still not too sure how anything got, anything happened.
He was smart.
And now, but all those chickens that went out there are coming home to roost against Hillary this time.
Yeah.
And Trump's going to hit her in the head with this. He's going to beat her over the head with Bill.
Yeah. And that's...
And it should be.
And that's important to understand because Hillary, in order to get... If she's elected, to get her administration up and running, is going to have to draw on the same people because you can't just go to work for the White House. You have to have a background check. So you have to staff your administration with people that are already background checked or wait 6 months, and nobody wants to do that. So I was going through the list of people that had hammered my industry to the wall thinking, well, I hear the likes of Jim Lyons and Tom Tuchman and Katie McGinty rolling out, and I can't even think about it.
I imagine that. Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of the same people, because you see them, they get recycled. You'll see them, they advertise, they were in the Reagan administration, and then all of a sudden they're in the Bush administration. And so you'll see ones that were in the Clinton administration, but also the Obama administration.
Well, where did Obama come up with the whole list of Muslims that he's got? You trying to tell me they've been through that whole process?
Well, they have to be. You have to have a security clearance before you can work in the White House.
And when you say Muslims, a lot of these are American-born. Their families have been here for decades, and they were born in America, and they're Muslim background. So, I've had Muslims, in the military, and we never worried about that. But the thing about it is, I don't care what the religion is. I'm looking at their political bent, and if their political bent is strange, like they're not going to help water, or they are not going to help the forestry industry, or things out here that's going to have a direct impact on Northern California, then I don't care what the religion is. I just don't want them there.
Yeah. And that's it shouldn't be a religious litmus test. It should be your political, where you're coming from politically.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Nadine Bailey is our guest. Trish Clark and I are here. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, because I keep throwing this out there that Nadine's going to tell us why it's a good idea for the Klamath dams to be pulled out of the river. And really, she never said that, but she has. You've had arguments about why this is happening and all that, I guess. Plus, we want to talk other water matters that she is an expert on.
And the Coastal Conservancy.
And the Coastal Conservancy, yeah. Right. All this today. So we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is a quarter after 8 here at KCNR 1460.
Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
I'm Joe Montez. Another real critical issue for the North State is water. I don't want anyone to be deceived into thinking that now that we've had some rain and our rivers are running full, our lakes are higher, that we're out of the woods. It will take several years of that type of weather to correct what we've been through. I am in favor of preserving as much of our North State waters as possible. Doug LaMalfa co-sponsored H.R. 5781, which is designed to transfer more of our waters down south, and I am opposed to that. Again, we need to preserve our waters. We need to focus on building storage so that we can assure ourselves that we have enough water for farming and for living in the North State in the future.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because we need to preserve our North State waters.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark co-hosting this morning with Carl. And our guest here is Nadine Bailey, and we're going to talk water issues. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And we're going to go to the phone first and talk with Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
Good. We have a debate coming. This is for Senate District 1. Stephen Baird, Rob Rowan, and Ted Gaines was invited. That's a story all in itself. This will be on Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Vineyard City Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane. We did invite Ted Gaines. We were told by his campaign after some time he wouldn't be able to make it. We explained to them that, we've probably figured that. We know that Ted's wife has moved to a different county and actually lives in a different county now.
That's better than him living in a different county.
Pardon me?
That's better than him living in a different county.
They live in two different houses. And see, and I also brought up his campaign. He's running in 2018. He wants to run for the State Board of Equalization, which means we're going to have to spend more taxpayer money to have a special election to put somebody in his seat. And also, I explained to them that, him not coming, please don't send a surrogate, don't send somebody from his campaign, don't insult the people of the five counties we're inviting, that, we're going to have someone there and not the senator because he doesn't have time for us.
He hasn't had time for us all the time he's been in office, so this is nothing new.
It's just terrible because I wanted to get a call from him, and when I called, I was told I would have to email Ellen. /gov.gov/ and then she would get back to me on when the senator could call me back, and it could be about 10 days because he gets a lot of phone calls. He has so many constituents. I said, that's right. That's why we're doing Jefferson, because he, even if he wanted to represent us, he couldn't.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Terry, for that information.
Have a great day, and looking forward to hearing about the water issues, especially the dams.
All right. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Hey, so they're having a debate on Monday. We'll talk more about it on tomorrow, I'm sure, on Monday. Nadine Bailey is our guest. We're talking water issues, Water Conservancy, and what's it, Coastal Conservancy. And let's start with dams, though. This has been a big thing, taking the dams out of the Klamath. One of the big things to me, if I'm just looking at it from one point of view, and it's just one narrow point of view, is that we're using taxpayers' money to pull dams out that Warren Buffett owns, and he gets paid money for this.
Well, I've long
is that true?
It is, and I've long said that the big winner here is Pacific Corps.
Yeah,
they had deliberately, I believe, didn't adhere to the contract that they had with the state of California to put Fish Passage in. That was part of the original dam compact. They did not do that, and they fully expected the Bush administration to bail them out. That didn't happen. The Bush administration wrote probably the strongest worded letter I've ever seen to a private company, telling them, you have a contract with the state of California and Oregon and the tribes. You need to adhere to that contract or remove the dams. And somehow they have managed to come out of this better off than the tribes, the counties, and especially the people around the dam. Those are the ones that are the real loser. But
because those people that are using it, around the dam for electricity, and all the ones that are belonging to this thing, they're losing everything then. Right?
Well, yeah,
are they losing water rights at all?
The water rights issue, I don't think the people that have lakefront property had water rights, but what they're going to lose is access. So when Senator Onnestad was in the office, one of the things we said was that if you're going to take those dams out, those people that have lakefront property now should have some access to the river so that they're made whole. And I don't know if anybody, I'm so far out of the negotiations that I'm not sure whether anybody's looking at that.
How long have the dams been in place?
Well, the first ones were built in the early 1900s. And if you go back and read the debates then, California fought those dams, because the Klamath fisheries was a world-renowned fisheries that people like Zane Grey wrote about. Zane Grey has pictures and stories about the Klamath, and he was one of the people that weighed in and said, don't build these dams, they're going to kill this fisheries. And if you look at some of those pictures, those salmon were monstrous. And the Yuroks have tribal records going back couple of thousand years about the fisheries and who caught what and how much came up the river. And so that was the reason that when Grant's army got here, that President Grant's military official looked at the Yurok tribe and said, wow, you're selling your fishing rights, you're passing them on, you have a commercial fisheries, because they did. They would catch the fish, and they would dry them, and they would sell them during the winter. And so Grant said, we're gonna put this in code that these fish belong to you. Well, later the Yuroks went and had that turned into an adjudicated water right.
Mm.
So when Carl says that I'm for dam removal, what I'm for is the rule of law and contracts and adhering to the promises that you make in those contracts. And that's what hasn't happened on the Klamath River. The Yuroks had adjudicated water. They could have called for all the water if they'd wanted to, that they felt they needed for fish. And they chose not to do that. They chose to reach out to the Klamath farmers and figure out a way to bring everybody together, because they didn't want the Klamath farmers to go away, because the Klamath doesn't run into the Klamath Lake does not run into the Klamath River by itself. It needs the help of the farmers to push that water into the canals and into the river.
Do you know, that's such interesting history, and I think that there's so many of us that are on the edge of this whole discussion that don't really know the ins and outs of everything. There's no simple answer to this.
Oh, absolutely. It's so complex, and the people are... Wally and my husband and I lived on the Klamath River from about 1970 to about 1973 to into the 80s. And people are so tied to the river and to the fish, and it goes back generations. I remember I was taking a basket class in Orleans, and it was on a fall day, and my teacher was related to some people up in Trinity County, and she said to me, you know, I think the eels are going to start running. I can just smell the way the air smells. And she goes, it just makes my mouth water to think of the eels running. And I was like, oh. And I did end up tasting eel and eating eel. But it's such a food source and such a part of the Kurup tribe's history and culture. That was their one of their main sources of protein. And you think about... We talk about vitamin D and things like that now, and vitamin D deficiencies. And you look at the fish, those were such a part of the diet that's why they maintained a healthy lifestyle, is they kept that high fish protein in their diet. And it's still a big part of the diet of the tribal people on the river.
So what is the status right now? Are they going to take the dams out?
Well, yes, I believe they will, and unfortunately our congressman chose not to get involved in a meaningful way, and so now the Klamath farmers are left without any safe harbor agreements. That's the one thing that the settlement did for the Klamath farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have effectively destroyed the whole Klamath Basin economic system, and that to me is...
Criminal.
And so I'm heartbroken over that. It's just, it was people not willing to take the time to go up. And I spent, well, I knew the Klamath River because I lived there.
Exactly.
But I spent hundreds of hours going from the tip of the Klamath down to the mouth, talking to the commercial fishermen. You know, that's the party that nobody talks about. There used to be a 600 boat fleet in Crescent City that fished off of the Klamath.
I hear you. I remember all of that.
Yeah, and now you know what it's down to? 60.
Oh, wow.
And so, and you can go, people say, well, the dams didn't have anything to do with that, but the science is there. The dam has created a factory for a disease called C. Shasta that likes that warm, stagnant water, and so at one point, a group called the Common Ground Group went and got funding and paid for an independent science review to figure out what was killing them. And so we came up with we hired a scientist out of Oregon, and she did the research. And at one time, there was 95% of the salmon were infected with that C. Shasta, and it's a parasite. I'll never eat sushi, but that's another story. So that sea Shasta, when the salmon have to go from fresh water to salt water, that takes a tremendous, just think about that.
Yeah.
You're changing your whole environment. And so she felt that they were losing a large number of the salmon from this parasite because they simply
didn't have the stamina. Exactly.
And so that was a big factor. And so that's a great report if anybody wants to read it. It's out there. Jerry Bartholomew, wonderful, wonderful scientist. And I just feel bad because, you know, we always talk about local control. And that's what the settlement was. It was a bunch of people from Crescent City to, what's the town at the? It's clear up to by Crater Lake.
Yes,
that's how big the Klamath watershed is. And these people spent hundreds of hours driving, to reach out, and now that's all gone.
And any chance that settlement can be brought back? Do you think? Nadine?
Well, they've reached some agreements with Pacific Corps, but right now it's imperative that our elected officials listen to the Klamath Basin farmers and what they're asking and try to help that along, because otherwise when the fish get there, they're going to be in dire straits trying to meet the requirements of the Endangered Species Act.
Which is certainly one of the issues that I've not been tremendously supportive of the incumbent for a lot of reasons, but this is another area where this certainly could have, he possibly could have made a difference. If he'd have gotten in there and taken a more personal interest and that in the outcome of that whole situation.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I look at what happened.
We have such little representation. We need those people that can have an impact to really pay attention to those issues in their district.
Do you remember the Red Bluff diversion dam?
I do.
And you were in office when that was going down, and that was heartbreaking.
Incredible.
And the
impact on that community. And you can still see that on that community today.
Right. But the impact, had they not done that, would have been to shut down the canals that pull water out of the Sacramento River, and the impact to ag would have been devastating. We're talking about millions and millions. Congressman Herger looked at that. Did he feel pain for Red Bluff? Absolutely. I worked with that staff. But he said, this is what has to be done.
Yeah.
And he supported the agricultural community.
Well, he did, but he also made sure that there were reparations made and give things done for the community down there to try to soften the blow to them. So
many offers were made to Siskiyou County, like a community forest. And, I mean, there were some amazing offers being made, and I don't know. We say we want local control, but I guess only when it fits our idea of what is right.
Yeah. So, Nadine, we're going to take a break, and then let's talk and come back and talk about the Coastal Conservancy. Okay.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Cypress Our Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Our Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're having a conversation here this morning. This is Trish Clark, co-hosting with Carl on this Thursday morning. It's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for an 89 today. Weather is always just brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. And we've got Nadine Bailey with us here. And it's always a pleasure for me to have a conversation with Nadine. We've been friends for a really long time and worked on a lot of issues in the last 30 years. My goodness. So, but it's always, and one of the great water experts in our area. I mean, she knows this stuff from top to bottom. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning, Nadine. But let's talk about the Ocean Conservancy now.
Okay, so Lois Wolk has pulled up a bill, and it was brought up before, but it's a conservancy. And Family Water Alliance, the organization that I work for, is not opposed to conservancies. We love the Sierra Nevada Conservancy and Jim Branham. He's done a great job of making sure that ranches continue in perpetuity and we have large open spaces. But as I said, Tim Leslie, wonderful man. Tim Leslie wrote the legislation for the Sierra Nevada Conservancy and really kind of handpicked Jim Branham, who had a background. He worked for Jim Nielsen, and then he worked for Palco. He had a great...
And Jim Nielsen was another representative that really had a great understanding and background in water.
And so they wrote those bills to help rural California navigate through some of these really complex issues. And so the Sierra Nevada Conservancy has been great. So what I tell people is Lois Wolk is no Tim Leslie. This legislation has been written in a way that it doesn't have the county representation. They told people it would be exactly the same as Sierra Nevada. It is not. It has got four representatives from the county split on an area that runs from Napa clear up to the Oregon border.
Wow.
So it takes in Siskiyou County, it takes in Mendocino, it takes in Trinity, it comes out to I-5, and most importantly, it takes in Sites Reservoir.
Oh.
And so the footprint.
Disastrous. So how long have we worked on Sites Reservoir?
Yeah, and so here we have this window, we have this bond money, we have people that are working, we've hired a project, the JPA has hired a project manager, they're in the process of submitting for the Water Commission money, and then over the top of it, Lois Wolk brings in this conservancy, and they are lying. You know, I said disingenuous on my Facebook page, and the other day somebody said, I think you used the wrong term. I think lying is a good word, and it is. They told people that it would be the same, and it's not.
It's not. So, and just the impact on Sites Reservoir, I was unaware of that, and that's incredible.
Well, and why would they have the boundary line be Interstate 5. I mean, it is all the range of mountains, all the way up through Trinity, Shasta, Siskiyou. And you think about all the projects that now have one more layer of bureaucracy.
And that's a, when you put a conservancy overlay on something like that, boy, that's a game stopper.
Well, and
In most instances, it is.
It is. It's one more layer of bureaucracy that you have to go through. And in the case of the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, it hasn't done that. They've worked with counties and have been really good. But as I said, this is not the Sierra Nevada. This is a totally different plan written by a woman that I believe wants to have her legacy. She's termed out. Maybe she's looking for a new job. Maybe she'll be the director of this. I don't know, but it's scary. And so it's Senate Bill 1396. If you want to call Senator Gaines and Senator Nielsen and let them know how strongly you feel about it.
Kind of a position? I'm sure Senator Nielsen has taken a position in opposition to it.
They both have. But just letting them know that, you know, our concerns, and we're not opposed to conservancies. They have a place. They can bring people together. But right now, what this is going to do is not that.
Yeah. And just another federal bureaucracy overlaying something that the local people have got a good handle on handling and doing some marvelous thing. The Sites Reservoir is a perfect example.
Yeah. And so that's a project that can do so much, even for Shasta County. I'm surprised that I didn't realize how sites can allow, like, remember last summer when they had to release the water for the spawning salmon that are right out our window practically here? Well, think about that. If Sites Reservoir was built, they could have released that water, given the salmon the cooler water that they need for the eggs, and then they could have picked it up where the pumps are, stored it at Sites Reservoir, and then used it in the fall when they needed it for the Delta or other farmers.
You know, we've been making that argument for years, and we just can't get people to get a mental picture. I can remember water meetings back in the 90s and just early 2000 where I actually drew maps for them about here's how it happens. You'll let it out when you need it to do all kinds of things for the fish or what have you, or when we're getting close to a flood stage up here with the dam or what have you. You pump that water down there. It sits there in this nice little holding tank, and then when the farmers need it in the spring and in the summer months and in the fall, you can pump that water out. There's no flood impact. It works.
Speaking of flood impacts, when I was headed, we went over to Weaverville a couple of days ago. Trinity River is like overflowing the banks into people's backyards.
Yes,
and we're going,
is.
Okay, the lake's not full. We're not expecting, we're pretty much at the end of the rainy season. What's going on? Turns out there's a study to determine where the gravel goes when the river floods. Who timed this out? Because landowners up there are freaking out. We're flushing fresh water that we kind of need down into the ocean so somebody can carry out a study on gravel.
Exactly.
Okay, and welcome back, Carl.
welcome back, Carl.
Well, you know what? I don't even want to get into things that are going on this morning, but it's been eye-opening here. Hey, did we talk about UC Davis Ag School? Did we mention that at all? One of our people writing in and says that he thinks they can help Klamath farmers adopt to growing high-value crops, low-value heavy water use crops. So instead of those, and also somebody else talked about the Listeria recall, which I'm not sure it has to do with everything, except that again we were talking about
our
food supply in jeopardy, and they said it's been expanded to 47 million pounds. It was broccoli or something like that. Oh, no, meat and poultry sold at Trader Joe's, Costco, and other stores.
Well, and I think, you know, we talk about food security. We have to acknowledge that there's a great documentary on PBS. And close your ears because I'm going to say Jane Fonda is a narrator, so I'm sorry. But it's a great documentary. Just do, what is that, closed caption on?
Closed caption. I was going to say, do closed caption.
So you don't have to listen.
Yeah.
But
I just threw up in my mouth.
It's called Becoming California. And in that video, they use a little of the book, The West Without Water, and they talk about how California had droughts lasting 40 years or more.
Yes.
We have always had climate change here. And we have to adapt our water system, not for the huge snow packs that we used to get, but for a changing a changing system that now is going to have a lot of spring rain, it looks like. We need Sykes Reservoir to pick that up.
We can do it. We can manage it.
We've been talking about the Sykes Reservoir for
the 60s, 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, too, is frankly, California is a desert. It's a high desert. And if you read the book, Desert Cadillac, or Cadillac Desert, and you'll see is that there should have been, when we the more people we put in here, we are taking water out in such a magnitude, there's no way for it to fill up.
I don't care
how many, you know, snowpacks you have. You can't have enough water as long as you keep building and building and building.
And as long as you keep flushing it for gravel control studies out into the ocean.
Okay. So
and there's your problem. We've got to manage it and capture it.
We got to let Howard on. Howard, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to talk briefly about the Trinity River. I was born and raised up in that country, and I'm 74 years old, so that tells you somewhat how long I've been around. Yes, I was interested in the business of the gravel studies, but ever since they put that dam in, and I was there before the dam going to high school, they've released that water every spring because it's due to what they're saying we need to wash all of the little fishies that they let out of the hatchery all the way to the ocean. So just because they're putting gravel in there to help things spawn when the fish come back, I'm not saying this is good or bad, but what I hate to see is the struggling lake trying to fill itself and the federal law is saying we've got to release the fish down, you know, so it's kind of a catch-22, and it's very hard on the local economy up there to not be able to have tourists because the lake has not been filled for a number of years now.
All right, Howard.
Thanks very much for that, Howard. But this is a perfect example of why we need some local control and somebody paying attention to what's happening here. Obviously, we have a federal law that makes no sense under these circumstances. And somebody ought to be stepping in and saying, this is not the year to do that.
I've got to step in and take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Grove Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right there. Man's last stronghold. As long as we're talking about last strongholds, there it is. Right here, you know, we've been, Bob and I have been outnumbered by women, and now they're just a lot smarter than we are. So we're just going to have to just keep going. But Man's Last Stronghold, you get the best haircut. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. Veteran-owned discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens, right there. We'll be right back with Nadine Bailey and, of course, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 14 minutes until the hour of 9 here. Thursday, 12 May.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205 or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's about, 12 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion show brought by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. He's got it all there, whether it's guns, ammo, or accessories. Locally owned, locally operated. You can beat any price for the big stores. Head on down there to John and Sarah Bastiani. Great, great, great people. 2539 Larkspur. Okay, we're here with Nadine Bailey. We're talking water, and we're gonna hit Sites Reservoir one more time. And Terry's on the line. He wants to talk about sites too. But just something you said during the break is really important to local people here, even though Sites is not right here.
Right. The Sites Joint Project Authority now is in the process as they apply for the money from the bond to allocate and to get people into the project authority that want that water that will be in Sites to be used. And even though Sites is below Shasta County, because you can do water, part of the whole project is being able to do water transfers, people like Bella Vista Water District, Clear Creek Water, City of Shasta Lake, Anderson, Shasta County.
Any of the people
closer,
that are using...
I want you to get closer to the microphone is what I'm trying to...
Okay. Shasta Lake, all of those different entities could buy water so that they would...
be eligible for the water transfer.
Right, so they could take the water as it's coming down as opposed...
Right.
Because if it's south, they wouldn't pump
right.
it up, right?
So you would transfer, you would transfer it on paper. It was like having a savings account.
Okay.
It's not always in there, but you would have some banked in Shasta Lake, and you would have some banked in other places.
So this is where Sites Reservoir could help us up here.
Exactly.
To people like Bella Vista, who's having a
terrible
time. We have
time.
Several water districts in Shasta County. Shasta County Water Agency.
Right.
There's a lot of them
So they just hired somebody to start to do that public outreach. So if you get contacted, that's what that's about.
Okay, well, Terry's on the line. He wants to talk about Sites. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, I just had a couple of quick things, which I'm sure Nadine knows, but... Nadine, you do know who the Glen County Ranch Rangeland Association is, yes?
Yes.
Mark Baird and I were asked to speak at a meeting there in March, and we were told by that board that Sites Reservoir had been kicked around since the Eisenhower era, number one, and number two, that a shovel really wouldn't go in the ground if it goes in at all until 2025. Now, the very next day, the Family Water Alliance... after this meeting, had a meeting, which Governor Brown was there, and many of the ranchers and folks in that area were extremely concerned about Sites never even really happening. You addressed the part about the money and how that money should be going to Sites. Well, in an interview that I did with Bruce Ross, who is of the Brian Daly office, I have it on YouTube, he's saying that money is supposed to go there, but who knows what's going to happen with it. So, basically, at this point, that whole issue is a boondoggle. That's substantiated by Bruce Ross's words, the Glen County Rangeland Association. So where is the truth in this? Maybe you can help us out with that.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, so when I started this job, a year later the bond happened, so I started going to the Water Commission meetings. And Jim Nielsen was responsible for most of the language in the water bond. I you know, Jim Nielsen's probably one of the most knowledgeable people
Absolutely.
On water issues that there is. He was instrumental in this. And if you read the water bond language, there's people get confused because there's several sections of the water bond. There's watershed restoration. There's this. There's that. There's seven sections. The water storage section has specific language that in order to qualify for that money, you have to be a positive influence on the Delta. You have to be part of the CalFed Delta solution. And you can go on to the CalFed website and you see those projects. Los Vaqueros is one, Sites is the other. I don't know that New Maloney's. I'd have to check my list, but they're on there. And there's only three or four projects that meet the qualification for that $2.5 billion in bond money, and Sites is one of them. Our project, in the scheme of things, has their biological projects. They're in the works. We're on track to be there. So I am confused about the Rangeland Trust. I know
a lot of people here read things. They, you know, if it doesn't have something really specific in there, but so we're looking at Sites is looks like right now it's going to happen then. But how soon though? I mean, are we talking 10 years from now?
Well, we're looking at the bond itself is 2018 before they could even start releasing the money.
Okay.
I mean, go on and watch. If you're interested in this, all of the Water Commission meetings are podcasts, so you can go in and watch them. And they have to adhere to the law. They had to make a rule, and then the rule had to go to the state. You can't give away California money to private entities without going through a bunch of steps, and that's what we're doing right now.
And even if it is 2025 before any of this happens, we've been at this since the 50s. So if it takes that long,
yeah.
So what?
Right.
It's down the line. This is all kind of future stuff, and it's a given that it isn't going to happen overnight.
What I'd really like you to do is get Jim Watson up here. He's the project manager, and he's great. And I'm more encouraged. I believe that this will be the biggest public works project that Northern California has seen since Shasta Dam.
You know, I'm getting, I hope that something like that happens.
It's
and speaking about work,
side.
Speaking about work, I mean, I get things from the state of California about working on the, because I'm a disabled veteran business enterprise and the other businesses mm-hmm. we have. I'm getting stuff to build the high-speed train. Yes. I mean, they're going out right now to do that. So, frankly, I want nothing to do with that. But the Sites Reservoir, we need this. This is it just makes sense to have a Sites Reservoir. I didn't know about the part about where we can actually buy into it on the way down. So that could solve problems of our people right now.
Well, and I encourage people, you know, instead of listening to third-hand information from people that I know a couple of those people that in that group, and I've never seen them at a Water Commission meeting, or the other meeting I attend is the Joint Project Authority meetings. I go to every one of them, and I've never seen them there. So unless you're going to those meetings and reading those minutes and seeing the progress, you'd probably be discouraged. And I think, you know, it's a lot easier to throw rocks at people that are working than actually roll up your sleeves and work.
Well, here's the hard thing. I mean, and this is for me, and this shows how shallow I am. Sitting down and watching the Water Commission meeting on YouTube or whatever it is, frankly, you know what? It's nap time for Carl. It's nap time for Carl, and that's why we have people like Nadine, who is why, you know what? You're going to be here on a regular basis, Nadine, and you're going to be our voice of water.
Well, and I had one of my board members from Family Water Alliance attended one of the JPA meetings, and we were about 3 hours into it talking about this minutia of all of these engineering schematics, and he looked at me and he said, "You need a raise. I'm going home."
Well, you know what? When you get into that, I mean, it's so important. Water is, you know,
it's huge.
There's new books out, and these one guy, the guy that predicted. You know, predicted the housing crash and all this. That those guys that did that, looked at it, he played in the movie, The Big Short.
Yes.
The guy with no shoes on and all this, and he predicted it. You know what he's predicting now? He's buying as much water as he possibly can.
You know, Who else is buying water? Is when I was in Wisconsin, Cargill was buying all the water rights from all the way around Lake Superior. Everyone believes that the next big crisis will
be water.
Sweet water.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe that. Now, let me quickly...
I'll tell you that if you attend enough of these meetings, you can get to the point where it actually gets interesting.
Yeah. Well,
I was the board representative
for
water, and I mean, you got to be weird, but eventually you get to the point where all that stuff makes sense.
Well, but you know what?
You start connecting all of it, and it's really interesting.
You being the water expert now, and you know, it's like studying Chinese 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, those people that are that can speak Chinese 10 or 15 years ago now are worth their weight in gold, just like you will be on water. Now, let me quickly, tomorrow, Ron Largent's going to be here, and he's got every one of the candidates running for city council will be in this studio tomorrow for 2 hours, asking questions about, oh, yeah, it's going to be fun, asking questions about what's going on in the, they're running for,
yeah,
all the reasons they're running. That's tomorrow. Starting at 7 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that. So, okay, Nadine Bailey. Thank you so much, Nadine, for coming in.
This was a pleasure.
I had people right here, and they said, I've learned more about water and history in this hour than I have in the previous 20 years. So.
Well, thank you, and I'm not the expert. You know, there are people that really know this stuff, and so I'd be happy to put together a panel. So if you're interested
I think
in this,
that's a great idea. We can do that. I've had the guy on from Davis that writes about it, where he said there's going to be species that are gone, just gone. He said, and you'll figure out which species is less important, and you put a priority on them, and they're like the Delta smelt could be gone in 5 years.
The other thing we do is we build fish screens. We're the Sacramento Valley Fish Screen, and we're up here today putting we've got two fish screens that we hope will go in up here. So,
what's that do?
It saves fish. Well, we don't have to let fish go. We can have fish and water.
Why don't we kill off all the stripers?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's great.
Tomorrow, Ron Largent with every one of the people running for city council will be right here tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Every stripe.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from
news
dragon.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today.
House Speaker Paul Ryan following his meeting this morning with the presumptive Republican presidential nominee.
I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences.
The two men sat down today at Republican National Committee headquarters in Washington. And wherever Trump goes,
the
protesters are sure to follow, and they did this morning, raising their voices outside RNC headquarters. A federal appeals court has delayed the execution of an Alabama inmate, saying that there should be more time to review his claim that he is no longer competent because of strokes and dementia. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issuing the stay this morning, about 7 hours ahead of when Vernon Madison was scheduled to die by lethal injection. Madison convicted in the 1985 killing of a Mobile police officer. An attorney for